Welcome to What the Bible Says, a daily broadcast from the East Abbotville Church of Christ. Your speaker is E.R. Hall, Jr.
Good morning, and welcome to you and our radio audience. We appreciate so much you tuning in, and we hope that you'll listen for the duration of the program, for we attempt to speak only those things from God's holy and inspired Word. If at any time you have a question about something that we say on the program, or maybe you have a Bible question or a Bible subject you'd like for us to deal with on the program, please feel free to contact us at the information that's given by the announcer, or you can contact me directly by email. My address is preacher@eastalbertville.org. I've been asked a question concerning Christians and Facebook. You know, Facebook has become to be one of the most influential bits of technology in recent times. Everyone complains about it, they make fun of it, and they express contempt at it, but yet most everyone are users of Facebook. It brings with it several issues that really do need to be taken into consideration, especially as Christians. One is the issue of discretion. By discretion, I mean the quality of behaving or speaking in such a way so as to avoid causing offense or revealing private information. See, as Christians, we need to be careful people. In Proverbs 2 and verse 11 speaks of the protection that discretion will provide for us when it says, "Discretion will preserve you, understanding will keep you." It carries with it the idea of quietness. Proverbs 12 verse 23, "A prudent man conceals knowledge, but the heart of fools proclaim foolishness." In Proverbs 17, verse 28, "Even a fool is counted wise when he holds his peace. When he shuts his lips, he's considered perceptive." In Proverbs 21, verse 23, "Whoever guards his mouth and tongue keeps his soul from troubles." So Christians are to be a quiet people. In 1 Timothy 2 and verse 2, it says, "For kings and for all that live in authority, that we may lead a quiet and peaceful life in all godliness and reverence." In 1 Peter 3 and verse 4, it says, "Rather let it be the hidden person of the heart with the incorruptible beauty of a gentle and quiet spirit, which is very precious in the sight of God." So how do we make application of this discretion? Well, think before you post. Is this really and truly something that I want everyone to see and to read when I post it on Facebook? That's what's going to happen. And don't post all of your business. Don't post what may easily be taken the wrong way or be misunderstood. And certainly don't post 50 times a day. Don't post to everyone what needs to be said to someone. And don't post what you haven't verified and what you don't know to be the truth. Don't post what sounds good, but in truth, it's just really rubbish. And don't post today what you wish you hadn't tomorrow. Another issue with Facebook that I see is putting others first. You know, social media platforms are primarily catered to promotion of self. They don't have to be used that way, but that's what they are for. In Romans 12 and verse 3, it says, "For I say through the grace given to me to everyone who is among you, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but to think soberly as God has dealt to everyone a measure of faith." See, it's your views, it's your face, it's your life. You can be your own paparazzi in your own world of celebrity. We must take care that we do not become self-promoters. Proverbs 27 and verse 2, "Let another man praise you, and not your own mouth, a stranger and not your own lips. You see, we can very easily develop an appetite for the approval of others. Jesus made the statement in Matthew 6 in the Sermon on the Mount. He said in verse 2, "Therefore, when you do a charitable deed, do not sound a trumpet before you, as the hypocrites do in the synagogue and in the streets, that they may have glory from men. Assuredly, I say to you, they have their reward." Verse 5, "And when you pray, you should not be like the hypocrites, for they love to pray, standing in the synagogue and on the corner of the streets, that they may be seen by men. Assuredly, I say to you, they have their reward." And verse 7, he says, "When you pray, do not use vain repetitions as the heathen do, for they think that they will be heard for their many words." And then verse 16, "Moreover, when you fast, do not be like the hypocrites, with a sad countenance, for they disfigure their faces, that they may appear to men to be fasting. Assuredly, I say to you, they have the reward." So how do we put this to application in terms of Facebook? Well, think more in terms of how you can use this platform to encourage or even promote others. And when you post, what do you want to accomplish? Is it self-focused or is it other-focused? An example, you know, God's word is replete with exhortations for us to be good examples. We are to be good examples to the world around us. Again, Jesus said in Matthew 5, beginning with verse 13, "You are the salt of the earth, but if the salt loses its flavor, how shall it be seasoned? It is then good for nothing but to be thrown out and trampled underfoot by men. You are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hidden, nor do they light a lamp and put it under a basket, but on a lampstand, and it gives light to all that are in the house. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father in heaven." See, we are to be good examples for our fellow man. As Christians, certainly for our fellow Christians. Titus 2, verse 7, "In all things, showing yourself to be a pattern of good works, in doctrine, showing integrity, reverence, and incorruptibility." Now, when it comes to examples, how do we make application of that with Facebook? Well, with Facebook, we have an incredible ability to have a widespread influence. And when you watch a movie and you post on Facebook how wonderful it is, who have you recommended that movie to? And the same goes for books and music and television. When you post pictures, what do they say about you? When somebody sees something on Facebook and forms an opinion about you, in most cases, you'll never know what that opinion was, and you won't be given the chance to explain otherwise. What about kindness? You know, kindness is simply a part of being a Christian. Galatians 5, verse 22, "But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, kindness, goodness, faithfulness." We need to be defined as a kind person in word and in deed. In Colossians 4, verse 6, "Let your speech always be with grace, seasoned with salt, that you may know how you ought to answer each one." How do we make application of kindness when it comes to Facebook? Well, take care that since the whole concept of the internet is not knowing, you know, you're anonymous, be sure that doesn't make you careless. I think a lot of people do that. They know that their name's not real and all of this, so they are very careless. Be sure that you're controlling your anger and that it isn't controlling you. Ephesians 4, verse 26 says, "Be angry and do not sin. Do not let the sun go down on your wrath." Proverbs 12 and verse 16 says, "A fool's wrath is known at once, but a prudent man covers his shame. Proverbs 19, verse 11, the discretion of a man makes him slow to anger, and his glory is to overlook a transgression. So let's don't be one to provide fuel for gossip. And remember that even when something may be posted in jest and as a joke, the rest of the world may not know that. They may not know your intentions. And so it is. What do we say about Facebook? Well, Facebook, like a lot of things, especially in the world of technology, is a tool. And what I mean by that is that it can be used for wonderful purposes. It can also be used for the destruction of much good. And so that will depend upon us. That will depend upon you as to whether we use it as a tool for a useful purpose or a destructive purpose. But certainly, we do need to take care, and we need to be more thoughtful about what we post in the future. Hopefully we will, as a result of considering the things that we've considered in our study. We've considered the fact that we need to use discretion. That needs to be part of our makeup as a Christian. We need, as Christians, to be always concerned with putting others first and not self. But again, these are things that are totally opposite to what the world tries to influence us with. Now, the influence the world would have upon us is to tell everything so that everybody knows everything about us. But that's not what the scriptures teach. The world says, you know, you deserve it. It's the big I, the little you. But again, that's not what being a Christian is all about. It's not everything about me, but it's about consideration of others, putting others first. And then there's that ever-important example. The example that has so much to do with other people determining and thinking of us in a certain way. It has to do with reputation. So we need to be careful in our example of what we do on Facebook, what we say, the pictures that we post. All of that is an indication of the kind of reputation that we'll end up with on the part of others. And we need to show kindness. Kindness to the fact that even though we think of the internet and Facebook as being anonymous, yet we're Christians. And the fact of the matter is that God knows. God realizes what we say and what we do, even as we post these kind of things. And we need to make sure that we don't get caught up in the use of God's name in vain, in the way that so much is used in the electronic world, in texting, as well as Facebook, to use God's name in vain. So yes, Facebook is a tool, but let's make it a useful tool and not a destructive one. We see your time is gone. Thank you so much for listening. We hope that you'll tune in tomorrow. Until then, we bid you a pleasant good day. We now return you to our announcer.
Thank you for listening to What the Bible Says, a daily broadcast from the East Albertville Church of Christ, which meets at 4777 U.S. Highway 431 in Albertville, Alabama. This broadcast airs locally on WBSA 1300 AM and Gospel 93.5 FM. Broadcast times are Monday through Saturday at 11:15 a.m. and Sunday at 8:30 a.m. We invite you to worship with us anytime. We meet on Sundays at 9:30 a.m. for a Bible study, which is followed by a worship service at 10:30. We meet again for another worship service at 5 o'clock p.m. On Wednesdays, we meet for a Bible study at 7 o'clock p.m., which is followed by a short worship service. Please visit our website at eastabbertville.org, where you will be able to listen to all of our services live. You will also have access to our vast audio library of sermons, debates, and every episode of this program. You will also find many articles on various Bible topics. There is a link to submit any Bible question you may have, and while you are there, please subscribe to our bi-monthly email bulletin. Join us again tomorrow for What the Bible Says.